Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. It is Monday once again, March the 25th, the final Monday in the month of March 2024. We're, what, about 268, 270 days away from the November elections? And I'm starting to hear from a bunch of people that it just does not matter. Your vote doesn't count. There's going to be election interference. There's going to be election irregularities. There's going to be voting machine fraud. There's going to be people voting that are dead. There are going to be people voting once, twice, three, four, five times. Ballot harvesting, fake ballots, the whole bit. So why bother? Why bother? Because we want so many people to vote for Donald Trump once and once only, legally, legitimately, lawfully, properly, that we want to prove to the world, not just to ourselves, not just to the United States of America, but to prove to the world that no matter how much corruption is going on in these United States of America, we can still pull off a proper election. No matter how much they throw at Donald Trump, false allegations, phony accusations, fake indictments, excuse me, no matter how much we throw at the guy, his polling numbers seem to continue to rise. I was in China, I was in Korea, I was in Vietnam, I was in Singapore just recently for about 2.5 weeks, and it was hilarious. I went through Vietnam, and there was the Donald Trump Hotel, but it was in the same font, the same typeset, the same colors as Donald Trump's messaging is here in the United States. They love Donald Trump in every other country of the world. Why? Because they see Donald Trump as a beacon of hope for the world, not a future oppressor. We have an oppressor in office right now who doesn't even realize he's an oppressor because he doesn't even know how to tie his own shoes. He does not even know where he is from minute to minute or what job he currently holds. Video footage and more still shots of Joe Biden tripping and falling on a stage, tripping and falling on the White House lawn, tripping and falling up a flight of steps to an airplane again, even though they've shortened the steps. He goes in through the same door that they take out the trash and the same door that they flush out the crappers on Air Force One, because he can't walk up a full flight of steps. The man can barely put one foot in front of the other and walk on a smooth surface without tripping and falling. And they keep changing his shoes. He went from those dressy Oxford shoes to some tennis shoes to some Skechers slip-ins. Now they've got him in those old man's orthopedic shoes, and he keeps tripping over himself. If you can't walk up three steps to a stage, to the podium, read from the cue cards and the teleprompter, wave, turn around and walk down the same three steps you walked up, and walk out to your presidential limousine, how are you supposed to be capable of running an entire nation? The answer is quite simple. Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama is the president. And he is utilizing gropey Joe Biden, the puppet, to run the country. And if you thought Barack Hussein Obama's politics was radical progressive left, when his face was in front of the camera, now Joe Biden's supposed policies, which are Barack Hussein Obama's policies, are 3 to 10 times more liberal, more progressive, and Obama's sitting in the background grinning, and George Soros is continuing to fund Obama and the Democratic Party. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. This is reality. Barack Obama, more and more and more in the news lately. Sort of like the arsonist who sets a sneaky secret fire. Nobody knows about it. Then he sets a bigger fire and nobody knows who did it. Excuse me. Sooner or later, since he's not getting caught, the arsonist starts leaving little clues and little hints and showing up to watch, saying, wow, that was really a good fire. Sooner or later, it's going to slip. Barack Obama's going to screw up, which he usually does at some point. He will. And we're going to find out that it is he who has been running the show all along. You need simply look at the White House staff. Many of the cabinet appointments of Joe Biden were all there when Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama the liar was the president. They're running the show. Biden's appointees are just there as figureheads. They're not making any real decisions. That's why when you ask Alejandro Mayorkas a question, he refers you to someone below him in the food chain. That someone supposedly below him in the food chain, an Obama-era appointee. That's why when you ask the Department of Health and Human Services any questions about COVID or the lie of the mental illness known as transgenderism, if you ask that person that heads the Department of Health and Human Services a question, they refer you to that fat old man pretending to be a woman, Dr. Richard Levine, pretending to be Dr. Rachel Levine. It's hilarious. Obama must go home and high-five his husband, Michelle. Did I get that right? Yeah, Michelle, Mike Obama. They must high-five before they get into all of that butt stuff in the middle of the night. I know you're laughing now. Have you seen the photographs of Barack Hussein Obama's friend, Big Mike, alongside photos of Michelle with the wig? Have you ever seen a photograph of Michelle pregnant? Of course not. Men can't get pregnant, but they can put on makeup. They can get a boob job. They can adopt two girls who don't look like either one of them. The little drug addict daughters of Barack Hussein Obama. I've seen them out there smoking their dope high as a kite. The press is supposedly hands off. But every once in a while, some willing paparazzi or paparazzo looking to get a story, looking to make a name for himself, herself, gets a good shot of a drunk Sasha or a high Malia. Supposedly, the president's kids are supposed to be hands off. But they sure picked on Barron Trump. We weren't allowed to talk ill of the ugly Chelsea Clinton or the really ugly Amy Carter. Those are presidents' children. You can't speak well of them. Excuse me, you can't speak ill of them. You can't speak of them at all. They're hands off. But they picked on poor Barron Trump, who now I believe stands around 6'4". Yes, he's still got the autistic look in his face, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats don't mind picking on. The media doesn't mind giving a hard time to Barron Trump or Eric Trump or Don Trump Jr. or Ivanka Trump. No, that's perfectly normal. You're a member of the political world. We can say anything we want about you. But let it be a Democrat. They're bashing the media that does report about cocaine addict Hunter Biden. Or Halle Biden. How dare you speak ill of Bo Biden, the man who died of brain cancer, but Joe Biden in his delusional state claims he died in battle in Afghanistan 1 week, died in Iraq the next week. Was Bo Biden a cat? Did he have 9 lives? And if so, and he died of brain cancer, he died in the battlefields of Iraq, he died in the battlefields of Afghanistan, that only accounts for 3 of his lives, and he's quite deceased now. How did he die the other six times? Drug deals gone wrong for his brother? We'll never know. Moving on, my trip to Asia was an eye-opening experience. A friend of mine says, I wouldn't buy anything from China if you paid me. I was at his house over the weekend, so I took a look at his television. Yep, made in China. The remote, made in China. His coffee maker, you got it, made in China. Most of the stuff in his house was made in China. And he bitched about it being so cheaply made that it just falls apart. That if he could find an American replacement, he'd buy it. So I gave him a wake-up call. I said, no, my friend. The reason you have cheap Chinese junk in your house is not because the Chinese don't know how to make nice things. It's not that the Chinese don't know how to make durable, long-lasting, high-quality things. Here's the reality. Here's the wake-up call for all of you. Here's the eye-opener for your Monday morning. I'm going to use a company, and I'm going to just say Sunbeam. Sunbeam used to make really great mixers and blenders and kitchen appliances. And they were made in Ohio, I believe. Wisconsin. Some flyover state in the United States. And they were made by Americans. And the company, when it was founded by an American who said, I want to make a high quality, let's just say blender. And so he designed and patented and manufactured a high quality blender. Another company wanting to compete with Sunbeam said, I bet we could make these cheaper overseas. So they took one of those Sunbeam blenders, they sent it over to China, and they said, how inexpensively can you make something that looks just like this? And they said, how cheap do you want it? We can make it really cheap. It won't work as good. I don't care. I want to make one that looks just as good as this Sunbeam, but I want it to be half the price. And I'm going to sell it for just 10% less. So I'm going to make a huge profit while those suckers at Sunbeam in the United States of America are scraping by on a very small, thin profit margin. And so, the first cheap Chinese knockoff came about. Yep, the first cheap Chinese knockoff came about. And that company, Sunbeam, found out they weren't making as much profit as their competitor, and we'll call them Beam Beam or Bim Bim. So in order to stay competitive, in order to make a higher profit and stay in business, the folks at Sunbeam resorted to sending their manufacturing process over to China. They said that we need to try and maintain our quality standards here, but we need you to make them with your cheaper labor because people in China don't make as much money as people in the U.S. And the reason for that is people in China don't need as much money in the U.S. because they don't have Bidenomics. They don't have Bidenflation. The value of their currency, the renminbi, the yuan, the value of that currency remains fairly steady. They don't have a Federal Reserve to hike interest rates because a president says so. They don't have banks that are for profit, that change the value of money, and then everybody needs a pay raise, and then the value of money continues to drop, so the price of goods continues to rise. This is Economics 101, first year college student. Senior in high school should know these things, but we don't teach them like we used to. We don't teach why Joe Biden's economic policies are failing. And the reason we don't teach it is because Joe Biden and his puppet head of the Department of Education is instructed to not teach it. we can't have our American citizens knowing the games we're playing with our financial markets. So let's go back to that blender. Sunbeam has to now compete with Bimbim, the company that's making all of their blenders in China. So they start shipping from China themselves. But they say, listen, don't use that cheap pot metal like Bimbim is using. We want higher quality. And they get a little bit better product than the cheap Chinese knockoff. They just can't mark it up as much. So while Bimbim continues to sell cheap knockoffs that only last a year, their marketing people are telling them, well, people don't blend all the time. They get a new blender, they use it for a few weeks, a few months, then it goes in the back shelf and we don't need to worry about it ever again. They might pull it out at the holidays, and when it stops working, like that electric turkey carving knife stopped working this past Thanksgiving, we say, oh, it must have been sitting up there in the cabinet for too long. And they run out to the Wally World and buy another cheap Chinese carving knife or a cheap Chinese blender. We don't demand quality because quality comes at a high price. Why pay $1,000 for a vacuum cleaner from Kirby, for example, when we can buy one for $89 at Walmart made in China? If it lasts a couple of years, that's great. We throw it away, we buy another one, and we can do that for 10 years and still not have to pay as much as we had to pay for the American-made product. The United States of America does not teach about quality and about economics and about how things are made. We just keep trucking on down there to Wally World. We just keep buying the cheap crap and saying, well, they just don't make things like they used to. Again, I was in Asia for the last 2.5 weeks. I saw some really high quality, high end products. And I asked myself, how come we can't have this in the United States? And one of the Chinese citizens, who also spoke really good English, further proof that they are probably better off than we are, they speak many languages, he said, you could have this, but for the price we would charge, you'd rather have the cheap garbage that we keep sending you. An eye-opening experience. I want to switch gears here for a moment. In Maryland, the state of Maryland, just outside of the nation's capital, blue crabs are the staple, just like Maine lobsters. Maine lobsters. The lobsters in Maine are massively huge, and they're very plentiful. People in Maine are so used to eating lobsters, they're not a delicacy for them. Oh, sure, tourists go to Maine and eat lobster, and at the fancy restaurants pay a damned high price for them, but if you just go 3 blocks off the main road, you can find lobster very, very inexpensively at some of the mom-and-pop restaurants. Done the same way, steamed lobster with drawn butter, a little pinch of garlic. You've got yourself a lobster dinner for less than half of what you'd pay on those Main Street high-end restaurants. After all, a lobster is a lobster is a lobster. Same thing goes in Maryland. Those wonderful Maryland crabs that people clamor for. They're steamed with Old Bay seasoning poured all over the tops of them so that the seasoning is on the shell and really never gets into the flavor of the meat. But that's how they eat them there. In an uncivilized manner, they use these little wooden mallets to beat on the crab shells until they crack into a million pieces, and then you pick crab shell out of your crab meat and eat the crabs. They haven't learned about using a nutcracker, a claw cracker, to more civilized approach for getting the meat out of a crab. But did you know that those crabs that are sold in Maryland, those Maryland crabs that are advertised all over Maryland, they're only in season for a short window of time each year? I went to a place called Fat Daddy's Crab House in Maryland, And the crabs were huge. They were very, very, very thick and meaty and heavy. A friend of mine says when you get a light crab that doesn't weigh a lot, it must have just molted into its new shell or whatever, or it's getting ready to molt. They call those airplanes. They're very light. There's not a lot of meat in them. We didn't get any airplanes when I was in Maryland. We had very juicy, meaty, thick, fat crabs. But it wasn't crab season. You see, you can only harvest crabs during certain periods of time in Maryland. So I walked around back. I was chatting on the phone and didn't want people to hear my conversation, so I walked around the back of the restaurant outside. This is an open-air type restaurant. And there they were. Waxed cardboard boxes. Live crabs, it said on the boxes. Those shipping containers. And then it said, Lake Bourne, New Orleans, Louisiana. Most of the year, the crabs that are sold as Maryland crabs in Maryland come from the waters of Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, Lake Bourne, Lake Cataguachi, Lake Salvador, Little Lake, and areas in and around the city of New Orleans. Because we don't have a crab season. We harvest crab year round. Some of the best blue point crabs you can get in the world, yes, in the world, come from the lakes and the coastline of the state of Louisiana. We in Louisiana ship our best crab to Maryland because it fetches high dollar. Yes, you can buy those crab here in Louisiana. They are a little more pricey. But we don't send our best and our biggest and our most juicy crabs to our mom and pop restaurants just down the street from the likes of Commander's Palace or Brennan's or Mr. B's Bistro. We ship our best crabs out of state. Instead of saying, no, if you want the very best crabs in the world year round, you have to come here, because the state of Louisiana hasn't figured out how to properly market their seafood industry. It's why you go to many restaurants around the country and you see imported shrimp from shrimp farms, filthy, disgusting shrimp farms in Vietnam, in Korea, yes, even in China. Louisiana has the very best crawfish in the world, grown right here in our rich, fertile soils. Places like Belle River, Louisiana. But we don't market our crawfish. So if you're going to get crawfish anywhere in America, pretty good chance you're going to get cheap Chinese crawfish grown in filthy conditions. Why? Because Louisiana has not learned how to market their seafood industry properly. You like red snapper? I love red snapper. I love redfish. I love speckled trout. I love amberjack. I love yellowfin tuna. All of those fish varieties can be caught right outside of New Orleans in the Gulf of Mexico, 30, 40 miles south of New Orleans. But you never see them marketed as fresh, wild caught in the Louisiana waters, because Louisiana does not know how to market their seafood industry. Those Maine lobsters, if you want the very best lobsters in the country, you have to go to Maine to get them. They keep their very best there. And during Maryland's very small crab season, if you want the very best actual Maryland blue point crabs, those big crabs with the tips, the points on either side, those sharp points that are blue in color, You have to go to Maryland to get them. Or so they have you think. The point I'm trying to make is, if you want high quality American made goods, you have to deal with Joe Biden's inflation and Bidenomics. You will pay a much higher price. Let's talk about binoculars, for a moment. You want to go bird watching? You want to see things from your sailboat far off in a distance? You want a good set of high quality binoculars? You could go to some of the finest nautical supply stores in the country, and you could pay $400, $500, $600, $700 for a nice pair of binoculars. But I've got news for you. The lenses might have the letter Z etched at the bottom, and you know who I'm talking about. But those binoculars are all made in China. We went to the manufacturer of these binoculars. Also, some of the finest stopwatches in the world, used for major sporting events, used in nautical navigation functions, where you have to count so many seconds before you make a course correction when you're sailing. The finest stopwatches in the world are made in China. They're modeled after some of those fine Swiss timepieces, but the manufacturing's all done now where? In China. And you're still paying a very hefty price for them. One of the hosts of my trip to China owns a nautical charts and supplies business with locations in New York, Houston, New Orleans, London, places around the world. We went to the assembly factory where those stopwatches and those fine, high-priced binoculars are made. And right next to the brand that my brother sells in his business, at a very reasonable price, exactly the same binoculars, the same stopwatches, and many of the other nautical supplies, sextants, and tools used for navigation, they were being made on the same table, on the same assembly line, just stamped with a different case, a different cover, a different logo. They're all the same. But for a pair of binoculars you can buy for $69 at my host's business, you can go right down the road to the yacht club and pay 10 times that price for the exact same item with a different etching logo on the case. I'm not saying the Chinese are better than us. They've just got it figured out. And when Joe Biden lies to you and says he wants to bring manufacturing back to America, he's not the president to do it, because he's not the president who has even made an attempt over the last 3 years. Donald Trump was headed in the right direction. And Donald Trump says, okay, you're going to import it from China. We're going to slap a tariff on it. We're going to raise the price of that cheap Chinese crap. And that will allow American manufacturers to make it here and remain competitive. You want cheap Chinese crap, you're going to pay a lot more for it. You want high-quality American-made stuff, you're going to pay for it. All right, folks, I've run out of time for this edition of the Truth Hurts program. You go out there and make it a magnificent Monday, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024, The Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved. Background music, Jason Shaw and Audionautics.